from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Excited to bring on our next guest. Not only thrilled us on Friday nights when he was playing at Nordonia High School, but also was a standout in college at Ohio Northern, spent time with the Jets, the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Vikings, the Saints, and of course the Browns, and we rooted him on at the stadium as one of our own, and now we watch him as he turns to be a high school football coach at Strongsville. We're bringing in Jason Trusnick on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jason, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Good to see you at camp. You have a few more snaps in you if you need to get out there and maybe sneak on a high school jersey. Nobody will notice. I actually think you could probably jump on with the Browns and nobody would notice real quick.
I'm jump on the Browns. I'm hoping Bubba picks me up for a few snaps.
I think you'd be good. Although, what do you think of the new dynamic kickoff? That would kind of change things a little.
It does change the game. Dynamic not. I think it's almost like it just changes the play. It's not so much of a kickoff anymore. It's almost falls under the scheme of more of a punt return type thing. But, we'll see what happens as the season prolongs.
Do you think that's going to trickle down back to college and high school?
I think eventually, I think the NFL is kind of the leading factor in a lot of things. I think eventually it may. And I think it's going to take a couple of years, and in my opinion, just to wait to see, hey, is this really a changing effect to the game or not, or injuries and all that kind of stuff. And then if it does, then I think it has the impact on the next two levels. As a special teams guy, I hate to always see these types of changes, but we'll see what happens.
Did it need change, Jason?
Personal opinion? No. I've been part of it for 10 years, and you're going to have injuries in all part of the games and high flying speeds. You're dealing with some of the top athletes in the world as far as football goes. And, you're going to have some high speed stuff go on. But I think that's part of the fun of the game, to be around some of the great returners, as Josh Cribbs and Leon Washington and some of these dudes that return the ball. I just hope it doesn't change it too much to just eliminate these special teams.
Jason, what do you think of the preseason in general? Because, there's all this talk about eliminating it, but when you're a bubble player, and you could totally understand this is your opportunity to make a team, and you get to do it under the spotlight of being on television, no matter whether the score matters or not. What do you think the future is for these preseason games, and what does it mean for those players who are on the bubble?
Yeah, for sure. I think as far as the games, I think it's maybe you don't need four. Because the coaches are watching, now you have it in joint practices and scrimmages and things like that. So the coaches are definitely getting a lot of film on everything's being watched, what type of player you are, type of player you're in practice on the film. So I think it's definitely necessary a little bit to have, even if you have one or two, maybe not four. But for the bubble players, I do. Like being one of those guys, when the spotlight comes on and, for myself to play in a big stadium, you've never done that before. Like, what's going to happen? Like, when the lights come on, do you kind of shy away? Are you able to play and at that high level to be, on the main roster? So I think it is important for that level. Most guys now don't play too many starters, It's just about being ready game one, because as the season changes, that game is definitely elevated from preseason to week one.
Jason, when you played for the Browns, you had five different starting quarterbacks in 2 years. Brady Quinn, Derek Anderson, Colt McCoy, Jake Delhomme, Seneca Wallace. It was not good. That was quarterback uncertainty. You kind of have quarterback uncertainty here because your quarterback hasn't been on the field much in 2 years. What does that do for a football team?
Well, it sometimes definitely makes it tough, but I also understand, and I guess I hope everyone else does, look, at some point we're all, you know, it's a business. You're playing for your jobs. You're playing for playoffs. You're playing for contracts and all this. You hope that everybody handles their own business as they need to. And I think that's the same going into effects for the quarterback, right? He's one of 22 starters on the field. And yeah, whether you've been the starter, whether you're rotating back, whatever it is, I think the team is fine. And I think they know who the starter is. And it's just a matter about performance now.
All right, Jason, we always talk about the noise, let's face it, sometimes we're part of the noise on the outside. So, like, even today's big story about Deshaun Watson having, you know, sore arm, maybe shoulder issues going on right there, and all of a sudden fans are like, "Whoa, why'd we get rid of Flacco, and is he ever going to play?" And it's, like, what's it, we're out here and we're outside, we're in the fire outside with all the noise. What's going on for the players that are there when they're hearing, you know, is it actual reality when you're in that locker room and all of a sudden you're hearing this, well, our starting quarterback's not going to play this week against Seattle in a game that doesn't mean anything for him, but it does mean stuff for you. So blocking out the noise, I guess, is more the question. And what is it really like when you hear all that noise on the outside?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's one of those things. I mean, you go back to, like, I'm coaching now in high school. Look, at the end of the day, college, high school, NFL, we all have soreness. We're all part of pain and this and that, you know, whatever the injury report stuff comes out. I think we're all dealing, and I say we all, I mean, these players in the NFL, they're all dealing with something. Some, just because it's week one doesn't mean there's little nagging things and all that kind of stuff going on. So I think at the end of the day, like, kind of take some of that with a grain of salt and just say, like, what's really going to happen? We'll see when Sunday comes because, you know, like I said, some of that has to be put out there and be done. So you never know what the rhyme, reason, and what's behind it. So I think from a team aspect, like, everyone's got to be ready. And, you know, whether you're facing him or not, you know, you got to prepare for everything. So I kind of, like I said, just take it with a kind of little grain of salt, say, hey, what's really going on, what's not. I sometimes don't look too far into that. But as you know, as we have to as fans and as media and all that kind of stuff, it's, you know, you got a big-time quarterback making a lot of money. You want to make sure he's out there doing his thing and playing at a high level.
Strongsville High School football coach Jason Trusnik, former Brown, former Dolphin, Viking, Saint, Jet, joining us right now. Jason, how did you go from playing Division III college football to the NFL? Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment. How does that happen?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's kind of something I'm passing on to, you know, my players now. I pass on to my own kids. It's, look, sometimes it's not always about, you know, how fast you are and how big you are and all that kind of stuff. It's about a little bit, I call it the dog inside of you. And I think that's something that, you know, being raised by my dad, I always kind of had that is, look, it didn't matter how big or fast you were. I wanted it more. And I think coming from the D3 level, I just always try to play at a high level that, hey, you never know when your last play is. I did go through a couple of injuries and you realize, like, look, it's a privilege to play football, whether that's the opportunity that you get or whether that's the injury that you may take at some point in your career, no matter what level. So I kind of always this little chip on the shoulder. And, you know, as I got to the NFL and stuff, I mean, there was plenty of Division I linebackers trying to take my job, but I don't know. I just think I wanted a little bit more sometimes.
It added pressure when you were playing for the Browns? Like, was it easier to play in Miami than it was in Cleveland? Because, I mean, I'm sure it was probably a dream to play for the Browns, but there's pressure. Like, I look at Denzel or look at anybody from Northeast Ohio that ends up playing for the Browns. Like, what was that like? It's not every day that you see, like, I remember driving by a sign on 82 when you were playing for the Browns, and it was just like, go Jason, and you know, all the folks that lived in Macedonia and Nordonia that were that were like, it's not every day that you see a sign for a guy that's a standout on special teams and you know, trying to work their way out on the field as linebacker. What kind of pressure?
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely, I mean, I'll tell you what, the job itself creates a lot of pressure just playing at that high level, right? Like, to me, as you go on, like, that's me trying to provide for my family. And right. I think that pressure alone, but then you go back into the game itself and, you know, I love playing in Cleveland, but I really did. I'm glad I got that opportunity to play. I mean, I'm still a Browns fan. I still go to his games. My kids are still Browns fans. I would never take the, you know, sport of football, and that's where they want to root for. Because it did so much for me and playing in Cleveland. I mean, the fans are great. Are they, can we be rowdy? Can we be obnoxious? I mean, then I guess you wouldn't be called the dog pound and you would be called a Browns fan if you weren't. Right. So I love playing in the city that I grew up in. It was definitely an honor and a privilege to be here. You know, then Miami. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, I think it's all has its different goods and bads, but I definitely enjoyed my time being here. I have a huge family, and now being back here, I'm able to, you know, as I saw you guys on training camp, being able to be back here and be part of what I once was and now bring to my kids, I think is awesome.
So how's this high school coaching thing going?
It's going great. We'll find out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'd be lying to you if I, you know, standing in the tunnel as a player and having those nerves and going out, if I didn't have that same feeling already tonight and going into tomorrow, I would be lying to you. But I definitely, you know, the nerves kick in, and, you know, just as I want to perform as a player, I now want to perform as a coach, because, you know, as I tell these kids, like, they're a product of me, right? And it's the way they play, the way we win, the way we handle ourselves is a product of the way I'm trying to drive the driving force here in Strongsville and create a new era and create a new position around the Cleveland area.
Do kids get it? Do they know how tough you were out on the field, or are they just kind of, it's coach?
I hope they get it. I think they are. I think they're starting to buy in, as I tell them. I mean, I'm a little bit crazy. I think you have to be to play special teams, and I hope I bring that. I say crazy in a good way. Like, man, I just love the game and play at such a high intensity and high level that, man, if we hit the field, if we do one thing, I hope to play at a fast, high physical level tomorrow. And that's something me and my coaches preach. I'm fortunate enough tonight. I have a good friend of mine, Eric Cush, who also played 8 years in the NFL as an offensive lineman. And if you ask him the way he played, he's an offensive lineman. I wouldn't say as fast as I did, but still playing fast and physical. And that's something we preach from the offensive defensive side. So I look forward to seeing these young men take the field and hopefully bringing that attitude and bringing that same thing we're preaching right now.
Jace, I got 20 seconds to ask you a really tough question. Ready? Do you think NIL is coming to high school here in Ohio?
God, I hope not. But it'd be hard to say no.
It's hard not to look at the other states around us and go, uh-oh, it's coming.
I hope, for the sake of the sport, that if it does, it's controlled in the right way. I think if controlled in the right way, then why not? But I'd hate to see a 16-year-old sit with a lot of money and ruin what could be his life. Just by somebody throwing different stuff. But I understand where the sport's going. We all understand where sports in general are going these days. And we'll wait and see.
Jason, great job. Hopefully we can have you back on. Good luck. Avon Lake, right, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock?
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock at Pat Kattan Stadium in Strongsville, Ohio.
All right, if you win, you should quit right after because you have the highest winning percentage in Ohio history, just so you know.
Right. And then I'll be back on here next Thursday to talk about it.
It's going to be great.
Jason, thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jason. Trusnik, good luck.
Former Brown, now the head coach at Strongsville. He'll make his debut tomorrow against Avon Lake. Should be a good game. Man, they got a tough schedule, but should be a pretty good football team out there at Strongsville. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.